The following program has been produced and underwritten by Friendships Unlimited.
It's time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You know, we've had some wonderful, wonderful programs, and we wanted to give you a chance to recall and refresh your memory of some of the past programs. If you've been listening to the program for a while, you will remember many of these, and we pulled out the highlights. If you haven't been listening and you hear something here that you really enjoy, you can go to www.friendships.org. Look on the left-hand side of the screen. You'll find a little white box that says Listen to Radio Friendships. Click on that and you will find every program that we've ever aired, including the ones you'll hear today. So you want to hear them in their entirety, please go back and check those out. Download them or listen to them right from your computer. They will be listed there by the name of the person, the date they were aired, and also a short description of what the program was about. So you should be able to find everything you need right there. And if you have any trouble finding it, please call us at 433-5022. And with the area code, it's 337-433-5022. And if you didn't catch the number now, please stay tuned for the end of the program. It will be repeated at the very end. Today, we will have highlights of our interviews with Bebo Norman, Reverend Max Manning and his friend, Jim Akers, Pastor Von Allen from Las Vegas, Reggie Johnson, the light heavyweight champion of the world, and many more. But for now, let's go ahead and listen to some of our past programs, starting with one from Valentine's Day with Tony and Carrie Bailey. Well, today is Valentine's Day, and we have with us a wonderful couple that has come through what seemed like a devastating tragedy in their marriage that brought them to the love, power, and forgiveness of Jesus Christ that has restored their marriage and their love for each other in a way that was never found before. We have with us Tony and Carrie Bailey. From the time you met and you first started dating, this was done apart from knowing the Lord.
Right.
Where did that take you?
In the beginning, we thought it was good. We didn't know any better. In the end, we found out it was pretty empty, but it brought us into, I guess you would say, a normal marriage for someone who didn't know Christ. I mean, the party was always at our house, right. You know, so we had a crowd.
It was every weekend, and that's what we looked forward to.
After six,
7 years of marriage.
It came to a point where, unfortunately, but fortunately, I had an affair. Through that, we came to the point where God was going to be our only hope.
It was the first time that I remember just falling on my knees and just saying, God, I can't do this. I need your help because I cannot do this. And I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make this work. But if this is going to work, you're the only one that can make it work. We've just grown and grown over the years in our dependence on God.
We have Bebo Norman. We usually do a lot of research and gather a lot of information on who we're going to interview to be prepared. I mean, we could spend the entire program speaking of the Dove Awards and the nominations and the male vocalist and the albums of the year type stuff, but now we just got to throw that all away. You know, it's really about the real person that is behind the music. I mean, a normal, everyday, down-to-earth guy that in spite of all the accomplishments, still has a vision for the future. And that involves people, more specifically, helping people with the love of Christ. There's something about your music that draws us in. It kind of becomes, for those of us that can't sing and play musical instruments, there's that groaning inside that wants to be released and praising God. And you seem to be able to connect that marriage between the voice and the guitar and be an extension of us wanting to praise God. How does that come about?
I think the mystery of music is, I liken it very often to the mystery of God. It's such a, profound and beautiful and powerful experience, and yet it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, that's the way God works. And, and that, to me, is one of the reasons that I feel so certain and confident in saying that music is a direct gift to us from God, because it is so mysterious and strangely beautiful at the same time. And for me personally, especially with every album, my goal ultimately is to be in a place where I'm writing out of real life and out of real life struggle, but telling the whole story.
Today we have someone with us that was a surprise and is here to share a little bit about what is going on in Haiti and throughout the world through global missions. And yes, I'm speaking of Reverend Max Manning, and he's here with his friend Jim Akers. So what brings you to Port Mercy this fine day?
We're on a mission, as we are daily, for the Lord, and we're always amazed where the Lord takes us. We have a container going out of Friendships for Dominican Republic. And I think you know that the Dominican and the Haitian community there have suffered during the recent hurricane. Yeah. So we are really blessed to take in mattresses for the homeless and a large quantity of canned goods and other items.
And Ed, let's talk about Haiti for a minute, since you brought that up, because there are some serious situations in Haiti, and they're not being addressed by the government or people in that area. So this is a chance, and it should be a great opportunity for the church to step up and show the love of Christ.
Me and Max just returned from Haiti about 2 weeks ago, and we noticed there's a hunger down there, and you know, it's a hunger for the physical body, but I'd never heard of this before, but there's people that they'll go up on the central plateau of Haiti and they'll truck down this yellow mud, and they'll take that mud and they'll mix it up with some shortening, and sometimes they put sugar in it, and then they'll put it in the oven and bake it. And they're selling that stuff on the street. People are so hungry, right? Just so sad, you know, 700 miles off our coast that people are living like that, eating dirt just to fill the void in their stomach.
We have a great guest today, Hunter Lundy.
Sandra, we went to Nairobi and Kenya, and we went with a group of ministers from around the country, led by the team of Pastor Marvin Gorman and his wife and an evangelist named Jan Vender. You saw all the gifts of God working in the service every day, and you see a hunger of people that you don't see here sometimes in the States. And people say, why is that the case? And I said, well, materialism can affect the work of God. And I think in our flesh and how we get caught up in materialistic things and we live in this comfort zone, that it affects our spiritual growth, our spiritual desire. Now, I've seen poverty, and we've seen it here in the United States, but you just can't imagine the poverty that you see in Africa. It's easy to express sympathy. Of course, Jesus said it's not about sympathy, it's about compassion. So there are people that came to this conference seeking a touch of God, seeking a word from God, seeking a change in life. So when you put that kind of faith and that kind of desire in a service, then you see miracles. You see it happen like I've never seen it before.
You know, I spent a couple of months in Nairobi once upon a time, quite a number of years ago, and I saw something that shocked me, Hunter. I know when you're talking about the poverty, I've never seen anything like this even since. People begging on the street who were basically just upper torsos. They had been so deformed. They had no lower torso, just pulling themselves around with their arms and begging, and it just rocks you to your soul when you realize that there are countries that don't have any help for people like this. That there's no social security, there's no welfare. They're just out there on their own. And we realize we're rich, no matter how poor we are here. And when you're talking about the hunger and the hardness toward the Lord sometimes in our comfort zone, I was reminded of Jesus saying how difficult it was for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Yet these guys, well, when you say that they walked to come to conference, you mean they walked miles, not just walked down the street.
Right. Slept on the ground.
So
and
came,
stayed on the campus of the church the whole week.
Just so they weren't in some cushy room that the church had built off to the side. They just camped out to stay there to drink from the word.
God surprises us in some of the most beautiful ways. And, you know, yesterday there was a few guys that came through our front door at the office and they wanted to check out Port Mercy. And wouldn't you know it, one of them was Reggie Johnson and his promoter, Ed Lee. Now, if those names ring a bell, it's because you pay attention to sports or you've been reading the papers here lately, because there was a fight at the Civic Center where Reggie Johnson fought Julio Cesar Gonzalez and won, bringing him his third championship belt. So let's introduce to Radio Friendships the light heavyweight champion of the world, Reggie Johnson, and your promoter, Ed Lee.
Mainly, that's my story. You know, church, I'm a Christian, and, you know, me being a world champion don't make me a headliner. Me being a Christian make me a headliner. Amen. That makes me the main eventer. You know, now, whenever we're on the road, wherever I'm at, I want to praise God. I want to find a church.
How would you define faith?
A believer. You have to spiritually believe. The idea now, and I try to let the young kids know, just because you're small, you're big, don't matter. You have faith, whatever you want to be. Go into the ring with faith in God in your heart. Not saying God's going to give you the power or the strength, but he will give you the sense of knowing that it is a spiritual being in it, and he knows that he has your back one way or the other. Nothing became a lot of faith in something. And that's why I'm here today talking to you guys.
You know, times will get really hard when you decide to walk with the Lord.
Now, many people God really speaks to us in many different ways. Sometimes the sunset, sometimes a small, still voice, definitely through his written word, but also through the testimonies of changed lives throughout the world. But most importantly, he has spoken to us by what he has done for us on the cross. But let's not overlook two other ways that God speaks to us, and that's through music and through other people around us, through the spoken word. Well, we have somebody with us today from North Carolina, and his name is George Salter, better known as Motivator G, and he is very, very involved with the God Story project that is sweeping across the globe. So why don't you tell us about that?
Prior to coming to Christ, it was about what I could do, what I could do. I was the cat that would isolate myself and go in a corner and try to perfect something and then come out and share, look what G has done, so to speak. But God has changed my life in a way where now it's not about what I do, but it's about me just wanting to get in and fit in wherever he allows. So it's more of a team approach. So the music, I can't play a note, but the person who did the music for the God Story Project is a cat by the name of Speck. He's blessed and anointed in the music, the engineer, and then those who help with just having a love for God's word and wanting it to reach the people. So now it's a we, it's a brethren, it's a concentrated effort for God's glory.
You're listening to Radio Friendships from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And today we are doing a podcast review of some of our past programs. Our wonderful friends at the AFR station have taken just some of the highlights of each of the programs that you're listening to today and put them together for us. And once again, I want to remind you, if you want to listen to any of these broadcasts in their entirety, go to www.friendships.org. Look on the left-hand side of the screen, find the little white box that says Listen to Radio Friendships. Click on that, and you will find every program. You will find the programs you're listening to and every program that we've ever done. So please go there. And if you have any trouble or you don't have a computer, call us at 337-433-5022. And we'll get you a CD or a copy of any of the programs that you'd like. So now, back to our podcast review. And speaking of light in a dark world, we have someone with us today that is located in what many people would call very dark. But the Word of God is alive in Sin City. And so today we have with us from Las Vegas, Von Allen, Pastor Von Allen.
It brings to mind the scripture, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of good work being done here in the city that you'll never see of or hear about in the media. But there is a great work of God, a great move of God that is moving through this city, and I'm just honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, because people are like ripe grapes, ready to fall off, hungry for the truth of God. Do you find that true?
Yes, I do. What happens is we understand that the flesh has an appetite, and the more you feed it, the more it wants to eat. And it's not like it ever gets satisfied. So after a while of this gluttonous spirit that the flesh continuously has, we're finding that our spirit is never being fulfilled. It's never being filled up, and we're always longing for something to fill us. And that's when we find ourselves turning to Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can really fill that void, that fill that hole that's in us, that we're trying to fill with all the other things of the world, the gambling, the drugs, the alcohol, the money, the women, sexual partners, whatever the case may be, only to find that it never, ever fills us up until we come into relationship with Jesus Christ. No, I'm originally out of South Central Los Angeles, bound by the gangs and the drugs for many years. Grew up in it, and you know, I used to use the excuse that it was my environment that shaped me.
That's a pretty serious end of town of Los Angeles, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's almost to the point, where if you're wearing the wrong color on the wrong street, your life is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Hope is very short. As a matter of fact, the life expectancy of a young black male in South Central Los Angeles is 27 to 30 years
wow.
old. No black man is expected to live past 30 years old.
Wow.
If you are living past 30 years old, you're either strung out on drugs or you're in a penitentiary.
Quite a difference between the South Central gangs to where you're at now. Did you ever see this one coming?
No. As a matter of fact, when the Lord was showing me what he wanted to do with me, quite honestly, I thought he was crazy. I'm like, you're choosing the wrong guy, God. Do you know who I am? But he says he chooses the foolish to confound the wise and the weak to confound the mighty. And I find that because of where I came from or because how I dealt with these situations, I find that I'm able to identify more with them. It's not that I'm trying to just reach down in there and pull them out, but I actually get in there with them.
Yes.
My feelings are in there with them, and my heart is in there with them, and I know the feeling that they have to want to get out but not able to, and this is where God uses me the mightiest. No matter how dead my situation looks, and no matter how dead my condition is, he is the resurrection. Jesus Christ is the one that will raise us up out of any condition. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that you can't go so far that his arm cannot reach out to grab.
Right.
He'll still get you.
Yeah.
The love of God. I often say, Brother Jeff, that I met the love of Christ before I met the God of love.
The Great Commission calls for us to go throughout the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us on the cross. And when you truly get a grip and understand of what he has done for us, it would be difficult to remain quiet about it. But there is one group of people that we sometimes have trouble communicating this well to, and that's to our children. So we've brought somebody in today that has made it his life passion and his ministry to preach the good news and teach others how to preach the good news to children. So welcome to Radio Friendships, Mr. Randy McKee.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. It's a great opportunity. I'm so excited about this program and what y'all have to offer for us to be able to get the word out about Child Evangelism Fellowship.
I didn't realize that you had such a history. I mean, this was founded back in 1936, 1937?
1937, 70 years old, and Mr. Overholster was the founder. He actually founded it in Chicago, and he did an experiment one day on getting children to believe in Jesus and shared the gospel with them, and they accepted Christ. Well, he didn't really know for sure if they accepted Christ or not until one day their mother came up to him and asked him what he had done to their children, because they had totally turned around from what they were doing, disobeying their parents, not cleaning their rooms or doing their chores, but they actually encouraged their parents to be able to come and be a part of what they accepted. So the kids actually brought the parents to know Christ. So it's an awesome ministry to be able to minister to the children of the world.
Well, today we're going to continue with the topic of Christian education. And the reason why we're doing these at this time is because registration is happening right now. And it might be a good time for you to hear about it and check into it. See if it's a viable option for you and your family. Today we have Principal Francis K. You have an affectionate nickname. Can you tell us about that?
My nickname has been since I was a tiny girl, Boo. Boo K is my name.
And you're the principal of Bishop Nolan Episcopal Day School. You know, one of the first things listeners are going to say is, this is going to cost money. You know, the public school system, our taxes pay for that. Christian education is an investment into your children, but one that needs to be invested in wisely. So what would be the advantages of putting your child in a Christian school versus the public education?
One of the things that I think our parents are looking for, besides this excellent academic program, is to have not only a faith that is taught, but a faith that is practiced. We've been blessed by much, but I think that teaching them about Christ and through service to others and how to treat each other is just critically important.
Something has gone wrong, especially in the area of the youth today. Well, that's not completely true, because there are a lot of young minds today that are on fire for their Lord Jesus Christ, and they're not ashamed to say so. Well, some of you may not even realize, but we have a wonderful program here at Friendships Unlimited, which is called the RAMP program. That stands for the Relief Apprenticeship Missions Program. Today we have with us someone that is a part of our RAMP program to share a little of his testimony, and that would be Jordan Renwick.
My focus wasn't on the Lord there for a while. Got into a bunch of different things. I mean, real easy to lose focus. I mean, Satan obviously wants us to lose that focus. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want us to keep our eyes on the Lord because we'd all be Christians then. God wants the best for us. It took hitting rock bottom for me to really realize I needed the Lord and that there really was no other way. I came to a point where I honestly said to myself that I'm so deep in sin that God doesn't care anymore, so why should I care? You give up hope.
But something made you make a choice for the good. What was that?
Whenever I'd have little breakthroughs, there'd be like little cracks in that shell. God was like, come on, just turn to me, submit, and you can finally do what I've called you to do. There are a lot of reasons why I am here now. Started researching on the internet different missions that I could get into to hopefully spark God in my life. And my dad said, what about living on a ship for a year?
There's one thing that we've come to realize through interviewing some of the college students is that there is a certain fear and uncertainty of leaving the protection and guidance of their parents and their churches to face some very real challenges that come their way during campus life. There is an option that you need to hear about. So today we have with us Mr. Keith Kading from the BCM at McNeese University. First of all, Keith, why don't you tell us what BCM stands for?
Baptist Collegiate Ministry. Our goal is to provide a place and a ministry for students who come to our campus. The students don't have other college students in their church, so we provide an atmosphere for growth, for fellowship, for missions, for ministry on the campus.
So now you've got students that have come from other regions, other cities sometimes. They're no longer connected to their home church. Maybe they don't know where to go to church, but they have a great option in seeking fellowship and friendship right on campus.
I've seen a decline in church attendance just in general, and therefore the students who come to us today, a few are very, very well grounded in their faith, but many have never been in a church, but we're still very open to the gospel. Part of the joy of my job is watching these students who come in very, very dependent on their family begin to make decisions for themselves because their parents are not there with them all the time. They don't go home every night. Their values are tested. And at this point, they begin to grow from an adolescent to a young adult, and they make those decisions. And it's really fulfilling to watch those who make wise decisions and really grow in their faith and make it their own.
We want to remind you once again, if you want to listen to any of these programs in their entirety, go to www.friendships.org. You can listen to it right from your computer or download it to a CD, your MP3 player, whatever you wish. Well, we encourage you to join us again here next time, where we speak about the great and mighty God and all the wonderful people He is using to impact your world for the love of Christ. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.